Audacity's playing. Now stop my
video.
Video.
Okay, now put the study up.
I'll put the study up real quick. There it is. Shabbat Shalom. This is God's holy day, the Sabbath day, one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach, a part of the congregation of Israel, Adat Yisrael, and today's God's holy day. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, bless this reading in Yeshua's name. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. I thank you again for the Sabbath. We thank you for a place we can come to and worship your holy name. We give you the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, there's my website. There's my phone number. And there's the address we're at today, Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin. Today is August 22nd, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the sixth month called Elul, day six. Elul seems like it is in the name of the sixth month. Excuse me, day eight. Elul seems like it is in the name of the sixth month by the two verses below. And here they are. Nehemiah 6:15. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And then Nehemiah 7. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephilims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. So you can tell. Today's topic is the Council of God. Which council are you hearing? Council of God or false counsel? I'll start with Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Well, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Psalm 5. Destroy them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. Psalm 13. How long shall I take counsel of my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? That's what David was saying. Psalm 14. You have shamed the counsel of the poor, because Jehovah is his refuge. Psalm 16. I will bless Jehovah, who had given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Here's Psalm 20. Grant you according to thine own heart, and fulfill all your counsel. Psalm 31. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Psalm 33. Jehovah brings the counsel of the heathen to naught. He makes the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of Jehovah stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Psalm 55. We took sweet counsel together and walked in the house of God in company. Psalm 64. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Psalm 71. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. Here's Psalm 73. You shall guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. That's what we want. We want to be with God in His glory. Psalm 81. So I have given them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels, which is really bad. Psalm 83. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. That's really bad. Psalm 106. They soon forgot thy works, and they walked not in his counsel.
They waited not.
They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Many times did he cleave to them, but they provoked him to their provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Psalm 107. Because they rebelled against his work, the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High.
So they
had contempt for God. It's terrible. Psalm 119. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Proverbs 1. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. But you have set it not at my counsel, and with none of my reproof. They with none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. Proverbs 11. With no counsel is the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs 12. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Proverbs 15. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Proverbs 24. For by wise counsel you shall make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. For who had known the mind of Jehovah, or who had been his counselor? Who could counsel God? Nobody. Here's Proverbs 12. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Proverbs 19. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of Jehovah, that shall stand. Proverbs 20. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Proverbs 21. Where there is no wisdom, there is no wisdom nor understanding or counsel against Jehovah. You can never do nothing against God. Proverbs 22. Have not I written to you excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that you might answer the words of to them that sent unto you? Proverbs 24. For by wise counsel you shall make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs 27. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of man's friend by hearty counsel. Now I want to read some Kings to you. 1 Kings 12. Rehoboam sent to Shechem, for all Israel was come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Rehoboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt. And they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all his congregation of Israel came and spoke unto Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make you the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve you. And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, and come again to me. And the people departed. So Rehoboam consulted with the old men, and stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, and said, How do you advise that I answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If you will be servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. That was good counsel. But, he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, which stood before him. That's bad. And he said unto them, What counsel give you that we may answer the people who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke of this people, yoke of thy father, which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spoke unto him, saying, Thus shall ye speak unto this people that spoke unto you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but make you it lighter unto us. Thus shall you say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. Now, whereas my father did lade you with heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father had chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him. That was a bad decision. And spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastened you with whips, but I'll chasten you with scorpions. That's really bad. Yeah. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from Jehovah, that he might perform his saying, which Jehovah spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Rehoboam the son of Nebat. Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Here's Jeremiah. For who had stood in the counsel of Jehovah? Behold, a whirlwind of Jehovah is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind, and shall fall grievous upon the head of the wicked. This is not a long study for today, but I hope you understand that always get good counsel from God. And I want to say thank you very much for being here, and Shabbat Shalom. So I'll stop the audio first.